expecting a musician. Stay. Praise the Lord. Yes, that's why we are all here tonight, because we know that he's coming. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, how many would like him to touch you?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you want him to touch you tonight?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Are you sure you want him to touch you tonight?
Amen.
Praise God. Then he's here. Amen. So let's sing that song. Touch your people. Touch your people. Praise God. Touch your people. And he's here to touch you.
We need wisdom.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. We are asking for your grace. Tonight, Lord, we are asking for your grace. Take us to the place tonight, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, restoration.
Touch your people once again. With your precious holy hand, we pray your kingdom shine upon this earth. You are living glory.
That's our prayer tonight, Lord. Oh, let Lord Jesus, your presence now shine upon your children, Lord. Not for them. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That's our prayer, oh God. Lord, not in the Lord Jesus, for temporary things, Lord. For something eternal, oh God. Restore us, Lord Jesus. Lord, remembering, oh God, what happened in the upper room. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We need your touch tonight. We need your touch tonight, Lord. Touch your people. Touch your people. Touch your people. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, tonight, oh, just let us all pray. And say, Lord, we thank you for the day. Our going out and our coming in our working places, Lord. Oh, our children to school, oh Lord. And even, Father, in our homes, Lord. Oh, you sustained us, Lord. You fed us. You've clothed us, Lord. And, Father, oh, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that this evening, oh Lord, oh, grace has been sufficient for us. Oh, genuine mercies given to us, Lord. Oh, from our various homes, that, Lord Jesus, we never find ourselves in the disco or anywhere in the world, Lord. But right, oh God, in your presence, Lord Jesus, it has to take your grace, Lord. And so, Father, we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for nothing that we have done, Lord. There's nothing good in us. But, Lord, how, oh God? Millions in sin, but yet, Lord Jesus, oh, you saw me, you saw my brother, you saw my sister, Lord, and you called us out of all those mad places, oh God. Oh, Father, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Oh, what you have done, Lord. We don't have words to express, Lord. Oh, in all things, Lord, you say we should give glory to you. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for the life, Lord. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have never changed, Lord. Thank you for your promises, Lord. Oh, bless your name, oh God. Thank you, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We give glory to you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Your protection, your mercies, your loving kindness. Oh, what can we say? Blessed be your name, O God. And tonight, Lord Jesus, even finding ourselves in your presence, Lord. Oh, we glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the life that you've given to me. I thank you, Lord, for the daily bread. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your clothing. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. You're giving your word to us. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We give glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, tonight we've come, oh God, asking once more for your grace, Lord. That, Father, your love, oh God, will sweep over us, Lord. Father, tonight we humble ourselves, Lord, seeking, oh God, your face, Lord, and asking the Lord, oh, you stretch forth your hand and touch us, Lord Jesus. Father, even as we have come, Lord, we want to touch you also with all our infirmities, Lord, because you are the one who said we should cast our burdens upon you. And Lord, he said, you sustain us, O God. Father, that's why we're here tonight, Lord, with all humility, Lord Jesus. We want to hear, O God, what you have for us. And the Lord help us, Lord Jesus, that the things that, oh God, we receive, oh Lord, will never be for temporary deeds, Lord. But, Lord, for something eternal, oh God. That something that will please you, Lord.
Something that, Lord, the world will see that of the truth. There is a living God, Lord. Thank you, the Lord Jesus, your word of God will always bring that life in us for the people to see, oh, that we are truly the epistle of you, God, Lord, walking on this earth. Father, help us tonight as we want to, Lord Jesus, surrender to you. Take us, Lord, to yourself. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated for a moment before we read our scripture? Amen. You are welcome to the house of the Lord. Last week, yes, we presented all that were in our hands to him. Amen. Because we knew, we found out that those things in our hands will end up nothing. But when it goes into his hands, it becomes something. Praise God. And then we saw how, oh, the Church of Jesus Christ, all the money they had was 200 pence. Oh, praise the Lord. I believe we are in that same church. And it is not what? It is not the question of money. Amen. It is not the question of the building. It is not the question of what the onlookers will say. But what? Because he is in our presence. He is in the midst of his church. That is the most important thing that we are looking for. And we thank the Lord that he is in the midst of his children tonight. Amen. Amen. My brethren, tonight it's time for us to examine ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. And to prepare ourselves also. Towards come Friday, we have communion. We are going to what? Sit at table with him. My brother, we cannot go haphazardly. Amen. Let us not take things for granted. Amen. When we just say communion, we just enter into it anyhow. Brethren, it is you have always, the scripture has been always being read. That examine yourself. Amen. Because when you take it what? In the wrong way, it brings what? Curses upon you. So tonight, we like to examine ourselves by the word and make sure that we will be really ready and prepared to meet him at table. Amen. Amen. And where can we go to prepare ourselves? Where can we go tonight? We need to what? Go to the upper room. Amen. Amen. We need to go to the upper room tonight. And we know the results of the upper room. Amen. Amen. They came out, changed people, a great change. They went to the upper room in a kind of desperation because it was all about what? Life. They needed what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And look at what? Apostle Peter was there. John was there. James was there. Andrew was there. And even Jesus' mother was there. It was life. Tonight, let's get ourselves into the upper room. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like we know the results of the upper room. They came out filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. There was a great change. Great change. Amen. Peter denied Jesus that night 3 times. But when he came out from the upper room, he was a different person. Amen. Amen. I always remember that song. Great change. Since I was born, great change. Since I was born, oh, great change. Since I was born, there's a great change. Since I was born, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The lying I used to lie, I lie no more. Amen. The drink that I used to drink, I drink them no more. That's a great change since I was born. When they came out from the upper room, there was a great change. The things they used to do, they never did it again. Amen. And tonight our topic is what? My testimony before God. My own testimony before God, because we are going to look at people's testimony. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
When we look into the Word of God, we see many, many people in the Bible. And when we look at their testimonies, you will just love them. And they went through trials and tests. They endured situations. And they came out what, victorious. Till their testimonies reach a place where God has to put it in his holy book. So that it will become what? An example for us.
Amen.
Their testimony. Their testimony. And what about your own testimony? Praise God. They have their own. It's an example for us. But the question is, what is my own testimony in the hands of God? What's my own testimony in the hands of God? Brethren, let us begin to know who we are. And I'm going to read something. The prophet was praying. In this message book, Jehovah Jireh, before we read our text, let us see where God has placed us, my brother. My brother, where God has placed you and me. Let us watch it. Maybe it's what? We know it. Let's remind our mind. Let's refresh our minds once again. Who are we? Why are we here in this age? Why are you weren't when Jesus was on earth here? Why are you weren't in any other age, but you are in this age? Why? The prophet said, when he was praying, he said, eyes have seen and our ears have heard the revelation of Jesus Christ. Isn't it true? Our eyes have seen and our ears have heard the revelation of Jesus Christ to his people, and have the privilege of living in this age. It's a privilege, my brother.
Amen.
To be living in this age.
Amen.
He said the patriarchs and the prophets and apostles and the great men in years gone by, they have longed to see this day.
Amen.
They have longed to see this day. And so now, the first thing, these great men, they longed to see this day, but they never. But you have been appointed in this, to live in this age, my brother. He said the patriarchs and the prophets and apostles and great men in the years gone by has longed to see this day. Amen. Then the prophet said, now, these people, they are depending on us. Oh, my. You get the point? They are depending on us. Hey. Abraham depending on you, brother. Isaac depending on you. Jacob depending on you. Joseph depending on you. All the great apostles, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, who are them? Amos. All depending on you and me. My brother, you see? Where? And look at their testimonies. Look at their testimonies in the hands of God. And these people are depending on you and me. My brother. So they are depending on us. They are depending on us to carry it out. Just like a relay race. Amen. They've handed the baton to us. Look at the seventh church age. Many a time when a relay race, the team, definitely all the four athletes, their speed will not ever be the same. Praise God. But one thing is that they usually put the fastest in the last. So that if there is any handicap, he will be able to cover that handicap and win the race. The one who starts is a very good runner. And then they put what? The weak two in the middle. And then the one to what? To cross over is the fastest of all. The best of all. Amen. That's how we see the seven church ages. The beginning, perfect. Then it started what? Slow, slow, slow. Then the end is what? Is the glorious one. And he said, they are depending on us to carry it out. And he said, Jesus came to confirm it. And send the Holy Spirit to continue the work. Amen. Amen. Jesus has confirmed it. By what? Giving us the power of the Holy Ghost to continue what? The work. Praise the Lord. See why we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Because we doubt it. You cannot continue the work. That word is there. You and me can never do it without what? The Holy Ghost. Said God, Jesus has confirmed it by giving us the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To continue what? To continue the work. And have given us power to work by. Till these things will be what? Will be finished. Amen. Then the great ransom church of the living God will be cut up to meet him. Amen. Amen. He said, now he was praying. He said, there are some here today, Father, who does not have this blessed, restful hope in their souls. Praise God. There are some that having got this blessed hope, restful hope in their souls, may this be the night, the day that they will receive it. Amen. Amen. Tonight, my brother, my sister, Brother Maxwell, if you haven't got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, tonight, enter into the upper room. Amen. Because if I don't have it, I don't have business even to stand here. Lord, forgive me tonight, I have to search myself, examine myself, and make sure. Praise God. Amen. To continue the work. Amen. My brother Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who were the heir to the promise, looking forward to us not to fail. Amen. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they are looking forward that we will not fail. Praise God. Because they have run the race. They've turned the baton to one of them. He has gone, turned the baton, turned the baton, turned the baton. And now they are all waiting for us to cross and win the race. Oh, praise the Lord. They are looking forward to us. Not to fail. For without us, they cannot be made perfect. Amen. My brother, look at that. Amen. Serious. Amen. Without us, they can never be made perfect. Because the ransom church, we are that ransom church. That has to be raptured. To what? To complete the program of God. Brethren, you see where we are standing. You see where we are. That these great people, patriarchs, prophets, great men, all of them, waiting on us. And now look at the way how sometimes we behave and conduct ourselves. Brethren, this is a serious matter. Amen. God have mercy upon us. Amen. God be merciful upon us. It has been His only grace. Grace has been so sufficient in this age for us. If not, we should have been what? Wiped out. But grace is still waiting. The all-sufficient God is still waiting. The long-suffering is still waiting. Brethren, He said He has given us what? The Holy Ghost to continue the work. Without it, we can never do it. Tonight, it's in the upper room. Tonight, we go to begin to examine ourselves. We will do that after I've read what? The scripture. In the quiet moment, let us all examine ourselves. Where am I standing? My own testimony in the hands of God. Let's turn to the reading of the word. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, the first two verses. He said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus." You can only do that by what? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that He was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us close our eyes. Just for 30 seconds, just examine yourself. Just examine yourself. What is my testimony in the hand of God? What have I done so far in my life to please Him? Can Abraham depend on me? Can Joseph depend on me? Can any of the patriarchs, prophets, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, David, can they depend upon me? The answer, Lord, you have given already. If only I can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then it is yes. Then it is yes. Tonight, Lord, I want to look at some of the testimonies and stand upon that, O God, and enter into the upper room and surrender completely, Lord, tonight, that you give me the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you know you have received it already, then your prayer will be, Lord, I want you to positionally place me. Positionally place me now, Lord, for me to know what I can do. If it is praises, Lord, help me to praise you every day. If it's prayer, Lord, grant me the power of prayer. If it is giving, Lord, let me do it with all my heart, Lord. If it is a ministry, Lord, open the door for me. If it's to sing, Lord, grant me the voice always to worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that tonight I believe I'll never live here the same. I'll never live here the same because you are here. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. My testimony before God. Now let's look at what? We go nowhere, but right in what? Hebrews 11. Starting from Abel. We know this scripture already. All this scripture, we know them. But let's look at their testimony. In the hand of God. And then where is my own? What can I also say that this is my own testimony? He said, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Praise God. Two people went toward to offer sacrifice unto God. But one gave a more excellent. My brother and my sister, if it is sacrifice you want to sacrifice unto God, what is our sacrifice? Our sacrifice is what? Broken spirit and a contrite heart. Do it, Lord, my brother, my sister. Humble yourself. Two people, let your own be the excellent. Amen. And he said, by that he obtained witness that he was righteous. Witness from whom? From God. He had a testimony in the hand of God that he was what? Righteous. By faith, Enoch, he was translated that he should not what? Not see death. Oh, we don't want to die. Praise God. Amen. Yes, I believe. You also believe that you will never die. Amen. Because you know that the world is not the end. Amen. There is somewhere eternity to go. Amen. By faith, he was translated. Why he was translated? Now look, we all want to enter into the rapture because he was raptured. And let's see his testimony. He said before he was translated, he had a testimony. He had this testimony, yet he pleased God. Amen. He had this testimony that he pleased God. Is my life pleasing God? Is my life pleasing God? Examine it, my sister. Examine it, my brother. Examine it, Brother Maxwell. Is your life pleasing God? Because he said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Right. If we do that, he will reward us. Amen. He will reward us. Amen. If we please him, he will reward us. If we offer the sacrifice that he is looking for, surrendering everything unto him.
Amen.
Everything.
Hallelujah.
Your mind, your thoughts, your heart, your everything, your leg, your hands, everything unto his service.
Amen.
My brother. He said, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen,
Amen.
He was moved with fear. Amen. And the fear here is what? Obedience.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Something that has not yet been happened. Oh, my brother. Yes, we've heard about rapture, but have you seen it? We have not seen it. But he said it will come. Amen.
Amen.
And so, what has been your fear towards it?
Amen.
The obedience to his word. Obedience. Noah, he prepared what? An ark to the saving of his house. That's why we need to what? Make sure that we have prepared. Even to sit on table with him this coming Friday, my brother. Take away.
Amen.
Take away anything. Anything. Just be what? Be so as plain as white before him. Nothing holding on your heart, on your thoughts, on your minds.
Amen.
A pure heart. A pure heart. That's what he longs for. A pure heart that will hold on to his word. That sin will not what come in. He said by faith Abraham, when he was called out into a place which he should not. He should have what? He should receive an inheritance. He also what? Obeyed. Amen. Come out from where you are. Come out. That place where you are is not what? It's a what? It's evil. Come out from that place. Let your heart come out. Let your thoughts come out. Let your very life come out. He's calling you to come out. He said he obeyed. Tonight, my brother, my sister, obey the word of God and come out.
Amen. Amen.
Come out. And then he said, when he came out, he looked for a city which has foundation, whose maker and builder is God.
Amen.
That's what we need to seek after. Seek after what? That city that he has promised. The kingdom of God. That's what we got to seek after.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and in all righteousness. Then all other things shall be added unto you. That's what the scripture is saying. And it happened to what? It happened to Abraham. And then he said, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Look at that woman. Past his menopause, long time. But in the hands of God. Amen.
Amen.
He restored her. He's here to restore.
Amen.
Amen. All the homes that are looking for the cry of babies, we know he's that same God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can change every situation. Brethren, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let us read something. for us to know what actually, because it looks as, it is there. We have been reading it every day. But let it what? Be read and be read and be preached and be preached and be preached, because he said as much, as many times you hear the word of God, it becomes life unto you. Amen. Let's turn to Romans 6. Praise the Lord. Amen. For us to know what actually baptism of the Holy Ghost means. He said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Shall we continue in sin because there is grace? No, sir. He said, God forbid. For how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into what? Into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him in baptism into death, that like as Jesus, as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Praise God. The baptism of the Holy Ghost will turn you to what? Walk in the newness of what? Life. The newness of life. The past is gone in your life. Praise God. He said, for if we have been planted together, you see, if truly, before you entered into baptism, praise God, if you really were planted together with him in the likeness of his death, that means you died before you went into baptism, you were buried in the water. We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. And when he resurrected what? Into life, eternity. Real what? Power of the Holy Ghost. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. Amen. My brother, baptism of the Holy Ghost, it means all your old nature, everything is what? Crucified. Amen. Praise God. There are no more traces of it anymore. If you are an adulterer, no more adultery in your life. If you are a fornicator, no fornication in your life. Amen. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, no more in your life. Amen. Idolatry, no more. Witchcraft, no more. Hatred, no more. Variance, no more. Amen. Emulation, no more. Wrath, no more. Strife, seditions. Oh my. Envyings. Murders, drunkenness, revelings. Praise the Lord. Amen. This past of your life, no more. Amen. Because it's crucified. It's crucified. The true baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The past is gone. Forever. He takes it out. And put it somewhere. And makes you a new person in life. Now the whole of your life is no more you. But the Spirit of God that is working in you, into what? Into the perfect life that He has ordained in your life for you to what? Demonstrate. To be an epistle of what? Epistle of God, being read of all men. People see and say, of the truth. We say we are Christians, but you know that guy? The next two doors to us. Hey, my brother, my sister. See that sister? Oh, my. Brethren. He said, if we be dead in Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Knowing that Christ raised from the dead and dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. Amen. No more dominion over you. Satan has no more dominion over you. You rather have dominion over what? Over Satan. So brethren, just for what? A short for us to see all this testimony. I don't want to read to that length, but we have read something. My brother, the testimonies that we read from Abel to what? To Sarah. All these people are depending on us. But look at the testimonies that they are holding in the hands of God. They are depending on us. He said they can never be perfect until we have finished the work. Amen. And God has given us what? The Holy Spirit. To do that work. To finish that work. To complete that work. It has to take only the Holy Ghost for us to be able to accomplish it. So that when we cross, this race, when we cross the line in victory, they will all shout, as we see in what? Olympic Games, when their countryman or their countrywoman crosses the line first. Everybody just raising, just praising. Amen. They'll go and what? Embrace him or her. Oh, hallelujah. That is what they are waiting for. And brother, just imagine Abraham depending on you. Could you just imagine? Amen. So what manner of persons should we ought to be? My brother, tonight, we are going to the upper room. Amen. Friday is what? It's the Lord's Supper. Let us not go haphazardly. Let's clean the home. Clean the house. Amen. And make sure the Spirit of God has come in. Musicians start coming. Let's clean everything. And make sure that we are ready. Oh my. Brethren. Patriots. Prophets. Great men. Depending on us. You could just imagine how it is. My brother, we have been given the power. We have been given the tool to do the work. Let's make sure we have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And if you are sure in your heart that you have received it, then your prayer is, oh Lord, positionally place me. Positionally place me. Positionally place me. Positionally place me.
right song. God bless you.
Tonight for us to cope, Lord. In this world where we are roaming now, ancient world, guide us home. Guide us home. You have another one? Guide us home. Amen. Let's sing one song that tonight get yourself into the upper room. Amen. Get into the upper room. Get into the upper room.
unconditionally praise me. Lord, I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to continue the work. I want to continue the work. I want to continue the work. The work that, Lord, you have left me, O Lord. I want to be in your hands. I want to be in your program. I want to be, Lord Jesus, what you have purposed. Oh, Lord. Until this journey is completed, Lord, I want to be true to you. My life, everything, Lord. I surrender, Lord, tonight. Lord Jesus. Oh, I am desperate tonight, Lord. I want you to prepare me. I want you to renew me. I want you, Lord Jesus, to lift me up above every way. Oh, Lord, help me tonight. Help me tonight. Help me tonight. I'm holding on to your shaking hand. The same yesterday, today, and forever. I build my hope on you, Lord. On you only, Lord. I build my hope. Lord, let be a change. Experience before. I want to see it tonight, Lord. Something that I've never experienced before. Oh, Lord. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, Lord. My prayer, Lord Jesus. Do something in me tonight. Do something in me tonight. Something in me tonight, Lord. Something, Lord Jesus. I have never experienced before. Lord. I surrender to you. I plead, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me all my mistakes. My mistakes, Lord Jesus. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. Tonight, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. He said, now God is depending on you as a member of his body to bear the fruits of his spirit. And now if he's depending on you, he said, let us open our channels and let the Holy Spirit come in tonight and energize us and free us from all these fears and doubts that a revival will come in. Oh Lord, I cast all the worldly things aside right now. I lay myself before you, bare and naked as I am, and I'm ashamed and even disgraced. But I cast my anchor on you. And I believe in you. Nothing I can do but what you have done for me. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Even if there are some that are wounded, Lord, the enemy has shot darts of sickness into their bodies and affliction. Oh, Lord, they are warriors. They are warriors laying here on the battlefield. That will be up going. If they could, oh Lord Jesus, tonight, Father, may the ambulance of God carry them to a real genuine faith, Lord. Grant it, Lord, we pray that we will be healed, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, oh Lord, oh, let the channels be open now. Oh, let the Holy Spirit come in now, tonight, to energize us, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes, Lord. We ask in your grace, Lord, today. We ask in your mercy, Lord, upon us. Guide us now, Lord, to me.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts. I pray, see the cleanse me from every sin and set me free. We have some prayer requests here. We shall pray for our precious brother George. He gave a testimony that we are seeing the completion of it. And we will use him as the basis of
Amen.
All requests for job in this house. At the same time also, brethren that are still looking for their documents, we shall remember also them in prayer, that the Lord will speed up. Then we have a prayer request from our sister Patience. She called to tell me she wasn't feeling well yesterday, and she has to report to her doctor for examination because it's almost the same time what happened to the family. But thank God the doctor told her all is well, but he is requesting Hallelujah. The church to remember her in prayer, that the Lord, the gift that she is holding, or that gift, the Lord will protect it himself.
Amen.
So we shall remember her also in prayer. And then, brethren, remember me in prayer, my car.
Amen.
I have to buy a lot of parts. The engine is okay, everything good. But all the works under, it looks as if it failed the NCT because of the lower arm and other places. But thank God I've been able to get all the parts. Let's commit that also into the hands of the Lord. And as many requests that are upon the heart of the people, it is not here, but God knows it.
Amen.
We will remember that also in prayer as we sing one song and get ourselves into prayer again and put all these requests before the Lord. Job matters, documents matter, our sister patients, my car problems. The Lord is able, He's more than able. Position, your prayer position, and just sing. Brother George, about this job, that the Lord will establish it in the name of Jesus Christ, even using him as the basis for all brethren that are seeking job in this house, that the Lord will open doors tonight. Lord, we have asked for the Holy Spirit to sweep over us so that we may be able to do the work. Lord Jesus, these are part of the work in your house, Lord, that we pray
and things, our requests are answered in the name of Jesus Christ. And those who are looking for documents, Lord Jesus, with the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, we are exercising that authority to open all closed doors, to make the impossible possible. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. And with the member of Sister Patience, oh, Lord Jesus, we come against every work of the enemy. We pull them. We uproot every imagination against our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we believe, oh God, that the gift that is in the womb, oh yes, Lord Jesus, your hands are upon it. And no matter how the enemy will try, oh yes, Lord Jesus, we know that gift. We will present it to you. We will present it to you. That gift will surely come for us to give glory to you. That will be a testimony to the glory of your name. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. It's in your hands, Lord. Knowing that, oh God, every request on the heart of your people tonight, Lord Jesus, we are believing all by faith, knowing that, Lord Jesus, in your name, all things are possible. Tonight, Lord Jesus, our testimony before you is that, Lord, we are the children of God. Our testimony, Lord, tonight is that, Lord Jesus, we are the one that, Lord, you have chosen, oh, to fulfill your program in this last age, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. My testimony in your hands. The testimony in your hands. The Lord, we are the church of the living God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, the ransom church. That's what we are. That's our testimony, Lord. Our testimony tonight. The Lord, we are the sons of God. Oh, and we manifest, Lord, oh, our position. We manifest, Lord, oh, what you have implanted in us, Lord. We manifest, Lord, oh, that we are truly, oh, the sons of the living God. That's our testimony. That's our testimony tonight, Lord. Father, our testimony, Lord, stands before you. The Lord, we are truly the children of God. We are truly, Lord, the elect. The Lord, you have ordained, oh, in this last age, to carry on your work, Lord. That's our testimony. We believe it, Lord Jesus, tonight. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Our testimony tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Father, we lift up, O Lord, every request tonight. You know every heart, Lord. You know every request tonight, Lord. Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Turn your eyes now. Turn your eyes. And the Lord Jesus, Let it be upon everyone tonight. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord Jesus. That kills every works of the world, Lord, in us. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We have found our place tonight. That's our testimony before you. We found our place. We have found our place tonight. That of the truth. All the patriarchs. The prophets. Oh, the apostles. All of them. They are depending upon us. And that, Lord, we thank you. You have given us the tool, the power, the Holy Ghost to continue the work or to run this race with all patience. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, we thank you. We have found our place tonight. And that's our testimony tonight that, Lord Jesus, we are truly children of God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that we are looking unto you, Jesus, now. Who is the author and finisher of our faith, Lord? The Lord Jesus, as you saw what was before you, with joy you went to the cross. We also have seen what has been set before us. And tonight with joy, oh, upon our hearts, Lord, we run the race now. We run the race now with patience, Lord Jesus, that has been set before us, oh God, Father. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. You've given us the Holy Spirit. And we believe that, oh God, it has swept over the whole church. And the Lord, we have that place that positionally where we belong now. And Father, with one harmony, oh, amongst us, with one accord, Lord. Father, now, here we are. Our testimony in your hands that we are true children of God. Without doubt, Lord. And tonight, every request from job to documents, our precious sister, the gift that is in her womb, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that gift had to be presented to you with real joy as a testimony to the glory of your name. That's where our faith is hanging on. It has been anchored on you, Christ Jesus. And nothing can shake us tonight, Lord. Father, we thank you. The Lord, you have prepared us for Friday. We can go to the table. Oh, with real, Lord Jesus. A pure heart. Without blemish, without fault, without wrinkle. A pure heart, Lord. We can meet you now on Friday. Come Friday. If you will tarry, Lord. We will sit on with you on that table now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you for giving us all our mistakes, Lord. The little things that sets us, oh, that besets us, Lord, Father. The weight that we have allowed it to be upon us. Oh, how we forfeit, Lord, for not carrying them into prayer. But now, Lord Jesus, we've carried all into prayer now. And we believe the Lord, that weight is no more. That burden is no more. Oh, blessed be your name, oh God. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. You have made us whole. We give you the glory, Lord. Amen. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. We can now meet you, Lord, with all our heart open. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we want to come back with our testimony in our hands. Brother George has to come with testimony. Oh, our sister has to come back with testimony. Oh, I have to come back with testimony. Oh, my brother standing there has to come back with the testimony. Oh, my sister over there has to come with that testimony. Everyone will come with their testimony. The Lord, you have done it for us. We believe it, oh God. We believe it, Lord Jesus. That's our faith. It has anchored. It has anchored. And now nothing can shake us from where we are standing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As the musicians give us one song, oh, we shall call our brother Mike to come and close us in prayer. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. precious Heavenly Father. Things that our eyes are beholding in these days,
amen,
tell of your imminent coming.
Amen.
How, Lord, you have laid a burden upon the brethren to be patching up their differences and getting ready for your soon coming, Lord.
Amen.
Every sign, Lord, is pointing to your second coming.
Amen.
And Lord, our hearts shield, Lord, when we remember and we look within ourselves and we realize that, Lord, we are not in our positions, O God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, God of heaven. All these years of
praise. Yes, Lord Jesus.
All these years of Sunday coming to church and prayer meetings,
yes,
Lord. And the Lord's Supper and fastings, Lord. Is it going to be wasted, oh Lord?
Oh,
Lord, touch your people once again.
Amen.
We can't afford it, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, my heart shield when I remember that today I'm cold, tomorrow I'm hot, the next day I'm warm.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Lord, the devil is at work.
Mm.
Seeing that he has no more time to waste.
Yes.
Your children, Lord, we are asking tonight, Father. The Lord shall move among your people.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, please, this is our prayer, Lord.
Yes,
our
Lord
request,
Jesus.
Father, that you shall send for the
yes, Lord.
The Lord, we shall be on fire for you.
Amen.
The Lord, we shall be
yes, Lord Jesus.
The Lord, we shall not lift up our eyes off the mark anymore.
Yes, Lord.
The devil shall not get our attention anymore.
Amen.
The Lord, we shall not be infected anymore.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we shall be content for thy word, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We shall be praying constantly, Father.
Yes,
and watching and watching and looking, Father.
Yes.
Father, you will be coming, oh God.
Amen.
And to that end, our prayer, Father, Lord, let your spirit, Lord, come and take over, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let our will be lost in you, Lord.
Amen.
Let your desire be our desire.
Yes, Lord.
Let the Holy Spirit test us what to lust after.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit test us what to desire for.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Come and take us completely, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we plead with you, Lord. The word is telling.
Yes.
Whatever is happening, Lord, in America and in Israel and everywhere, Father, they are all, Lord, showing, Lord, that, Lord, there's no more time to waste, Father.
Amen.
The devil is busy gathering his children, oh God.
Mm.
Lord, our prayer tonight, Father, is that, Lord, you stretch out your arms.
Amen.
Your loving arms, Lord. Help us to hold onto that arm.
Yes,
that
Lord.
That never fails, Lord. Give us strength, we pray, Father. Please, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ,
please
look into us, Father, and whatever, Lord, is put right at our side, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy upon your people.
Amen.
And wash us once again. And cleanse us once again.
Yes.
And set your fire in our midst, Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
Lord, your church is a burning church, Lord.
Amen.
That, Father, Lord, we know that one of these days, Lord, we shall come to prayer meetings again.
Mm.
Amen.
We know that one of these days, Lord, there will not be any church service anymore. One of these days, Lord, there will not be any Lord's Supper anymore. Lord, where will we be, Lord, if we don't make the rapture? After all this while, Father, where will we be, oh God? Lord, if we miss the rapture, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Let the burden continue to be on our hearts.
Yes. Amen.
The Lord, God, our hearts shall be banging and chilling, oh God. That our desire, Lord, is to please you, Lord.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Lift you up, oh God.
Amen.
To pray for you, Father.
Yes.
And to be seen our name written in that book that you hold in your arms, oh God.
Yeah.
Until we make our way home to heaven, Father. Until we sit down on that seat, oh God, and have the Lord's Supper with you the first time in heaven, Lord. Let us not rest, oh God.
Amen.
Let us lose our God, oh Lord.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We pray for every feeble heart here in this house.
Amen.
We pray for every sister, every brother, Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord, standing firm, Lord.
Amen.
We pray for anyone that the devil, Lord, has attracted their attention, Father. Oh Lord, lift up your hands, I pray, Father.
Amen.
For you came and you shed your blood, Father,
yes,
for their cause, oh God. Let us all look up unto you alone.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
One ambition. one desire.
Yes.
As one people.
Amen.
Let us hold on to that grace that you have given unto us.
Amen.
And may we begin to see your signs and your wonders and your love.
Yes, Lord.
And miss, Lord. And when we gather together, Lord, it shall be full of testimonies.
Amen.
And worship, O God. That's all we desire in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for tonight, Lord. You have really been in our midst, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, the Lord. We are beginning to see all that grace once again, O Lord.
Yes.
Those days that the devil stole from us, Lord, tonight we thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, bring them back into our midst again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Let your love dwell in our midst.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Continue to bless our ways, O God.
Amen.
Bless our pastor, Father, wherever he is,
Amen.
And the family, Lord.
Amen.
And brother and sister who is not here tonight, Father, Lord, bless them all.
Amen.
Thank you to feel the same burden on our heart tonight, Father.
Yes, Lord.
As for our brother, Master, Father, Lord, may you continue to, Lord, energize him, O God.
Amen.
I pray that you shall open the lips of his, O God, and fill it, Lord, with your words, O Lord.
Amen.
In the call of fire from heaven, Lord, touch his lips, I pray, Father.
Amen.
And use him, O God. Oh Lord, to your glory, Father. Bless every sister, every brother, Lord. All the requests here tonight, we lift them up before
in
you,
in Jesus' name.
We have the devil, Lord.
In he Jesus' name.
Death cruel, oh God. Yeah. Lord, come and take control.
In yeah. Jesus'
come and
name.
Move your people, Father. And Lord, tonight we pray, Father, as we go home, Lord. Lead us home. The devil is mad. We know that he is mad. But Lord, we are not fearful of him.
Yes.
The Bible says that if the Lord should be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
We know that you are for us tonight, Lord. Take us with you, Father, we pray as we go home, Lord. Be with us in the house, oh Lord, and bring us together, Lord, even on Friday as we gather together, Lord, Lord, to dine with you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bless our ways in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if there be anyone here in our family, wherever they are, the devil has earmarked for an attack. Let your blood wipe away every
man. Amen.
And lead us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Until you bring us together again, Lord, we shall give you praise and glory. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with us.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, bless you, brother. God bless you. Bless you, bless you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Let's just short chorus and let's dismiss.